If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Speaking of heritage, I mean, it is Heritage Month, and, you know, our heritage is passed down in many ways, right? Through stories, through language, through the way we dress, the way we dance, the music, food also being one of them. In fact, can we park there by the food aspect? Not only because it's my favorite thing in the world, it is. Listen, nobody stands a chance, okay? It is also one of my favorite things to talk about. I think you've noticed this. Right. But also, food also tells our stories, our heritage as well. Like those recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. And still to this day, you actually still prepare udombolo, like your grandmother did. Because your grandmother learned it from her mother. You understand? Those generational foods and recipes as well. And in fact, it must be done in a specific pot, which was also then passed down. You understand? In fact, Untlangakosi on Twitter sent us a picture of his tutu, porridge, that she still prepares like her mom did. That's something in a recipe that has been passed down. This is, in my family as well, we do it as well, where you mix umilimili with water and you put it in a closed container, you let it ferment for a few days, and then you make sour porridge. Oh! If you've never had it, you have not lived. In fact, I apologize for such an existence that is missing this experience. Oh, so good. So delicious. Yo, yo, yo. In fact, all throughout December, that's the only breakfast I have because my mother does the exact same thing. Oh, hey. I'm sorry, Ntlanhla, I just got distracted. I can taste it right now, okay? For me as well, I think a recipe that definitely represents my heritage is somewhat of a form of udombolo. So we call it udodohoi, ne? I'm pretty sure you have a name for it. So basically, you make a stew, ne? In a big casserole pot, right? And then you also put udombolo in one pot. So really, then udombolo cooks with the steam of the gravy. Let me tell you right now. You have not lived. Hey. And sometimes on udombolo, you can eat this. There's a bits of the gravy and meat parts. Hey. Yeah. In fact, my dad used to actually make it for us, you know, when we were younger. He got it from his aunts and uncles, Usisoi, who used to make. Hey. Yeah. I know. You miss home. You miss your people. It really just is a beautiful thing, hey? So, talk to me. I want to know those recipes, those foods that have been passed down from generation to generation. Who is the person that makes it in your generation now? You understand? When you get together as a family, you need to make sure that you make this particular recipe. Because, of course, it represents your lineage. You understand? In fact, in Christmas, la is our sweets. Hey, can we talk about that? As black people, I think that's our heritage is with custard, nejeli, and the tinned. Hey. Okay, all right. I just want to know, is there a specific time that you prepare this particular meal? Is there a particular point or holiday that this particular meal is attached to? I want to know. Let's chat about heritage and food. And also, let's get hungry together. Talk to me.
Absolutely. Do we have that person? That's my sister, Margaret. Nice. Like everything my mother used to do and the way she used to do it, my sister does. She's like, she's taken over our mother role since we left, lost our mother. So when you talk about fed cook and mans, whether it is that same dombolo industry you were talking about, exactly the same. My mother used to do it and she does that as well. But you're talking about your carrots that is mashed, you know, just the right way. And you know, she knows all of those things.
Oh, man, that sounds delicious, Chantel. Thank you so much.
Anyway, I'm from Shawela, obviously. You know, it's Mnandi, Iti, Shanghai, obviously, Shawela, Papa Namasonj. Obviously, Papa Namasonj, I mean, I don't do no more, end up more, man, you know, a flop. So, no, every Monday, man, you know,
but I like that we're creating those traditions with ourselves, you know, Mohodu Mondays, where we don't do it at special occasions. Monday in, Monday out, Mohodu, please. Man.
There's certain foods I only eat as per mom, like your umlekwa, itombolo, because she's got a certain way of making those dishes, and I cannot seem to get it right. I have tried, I have watched her do it, I still cannot get it right. No Mohodu. Those three things, I only eat them if my mother made them. The rest, I try, guys, but it doesn't measure up, eh? It does not measure up, no. I've given up on trying. So if I want, I ask mommy to make and I go fetch. That's how bad it is.
Let's go to Israel. Khonsi, how are you, sir? Bab Khonsi. Khonsarini, are you there? He's not there.
Hello.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, because you called the wrong place. I'm from Pretoria. Israel.
Oh, it's Israel. Kalogu computer I am so when ubu phone Israel. It's phone yako. It's phone yako. I'm on a location. So phone ane Israel. Yeah.
That's actually I'm in the south actually now.
Yes, one le multi location. Ha, Khonsi. So Kola one day talk to me.
That previous voice note, mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, she's using the wrong pot when it comes to mkhodu.
What do you mean?
Driftwood, Juana, driftwood. You can't be using your limogen here in driftwood.
Don't use limogen and air. There's a flavor, man. Yo.
Then you must put it on driftwood. Fire, not gas. Fire.
Yeah, we're going to look.
Right? Exactly.
So what are we putting into the pot, Bal? Because we've discussed the pot.
Keep mkhodu, fried. Keep it original. Mm-hmm. Don't put spices, ningi.
Yes.
Big stock and salt.
Very good.
Keep it original.
Very good.
In the days, Bagunama Raja, like in 1886, there was no Rajas. Just salt.
Mm.
This is how I used to do it. For my father and my uncle, they were brothers. They used to do it every Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
The most interesting thing that I wanted to talk about was that recently my wife, she's like 29 now. We had a ritual, you know, ancestral ritual ceremony. I did not know my wife can do this. But then, there were people who were so drunk. I was like, baby.
Hey.
David Junior.
Are you the danger?
What happened? My grandmother. Oh, your grandmother.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
I did not know that. And I'm so proud of her. Like 29 years.
Imagine, and I'm pretty sure right now she is put on request in Google for future events. Khonsi, don't come alone, please. Even if you don't come, bring your wife.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Bra Khonsi. Hey, it's a good time where Khonsi and his wife are there. What a good time. Talk to me. I want to hear about all of those foods that represent your heritage that have been passed down from generation to generation. You prepare it the same way in which your mom made it, your dad made it, your uncles made it as well.
My sister has kept all the recipes.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to cooking, the way my grandmother used to. My sister and my cousin brother. So those two, even if it's the fat cook, that doesn't have a lot of oil, not a lot of sugar, it's just nice and fluffy inside, crispy on the outside, the cookies, it don't bowl, there's quite a lot of them. But my sister and my cousin brother,
And also, I think we see, I tell Linda, because at the end of the day, it's an art form, hey? To get it just right on the outside, just right on the inside. And also the cookies, my biscuit. Oh. Hey, okay.
Oh, umphoko kosisi. Nenkukhu eqinileyo uthola ugogo amasiphekile sisi ngiyakutshela. Afakele ubhontshisi o brown, afake nalo bhontshisi o green. Aqeda thi beef stock. Hayi ngiyakutshela ugogo wami bekazokuphekela umphoko odali. Yo.
Uthi bhontshisi.
When you talk about food, you're reminding me. There's a samp that umamam bekayipheka. And from my siblings, I'm the only one who can cook it perfectly.
Oh, wow.
The way my mom used to cook it. She would cook it on a low heat, even soft. Afaye ama sugar beans. She will even add peanut butter and then leave it for about an hour. And then I hlanganise. You know, when this year marks 17 years since my mom passed away. When I cook that samp, my sisters will say, you see, this is mom's.
I need to know about that peanut butter part because... I'm curious, and because it works. It's been 17 years of you having it this way. I want to know, can you make a split? You know where we are, right? One and two yen smuts. I'm just putting it out there. Please, just pick it tonight, and then, yeah, nothing. Yeah. Oh, Zandil, how are you?
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Wonderful. Talk to me. What are some recipes that have been passed down to you?
You know, I'm that person or hang on. When I'm that person, the go-to person in something, I'm that person.
Good.
because I'm calling a gogo, so you know when you go up with a gogo and you just, the two of you, you know all the recipes. As my favorite one is the granola benji. You know that canned peaches, the homemade
of
one.
Of course. Wait, there's homemade one? Wait. How do you?
And now not the one either. After 2 days. You know, you just go to your cheese, you take some peaches, the right ones, not just any peaches, the right ones.
Oh.
You know, and in the right shapes, you just cut them and then, you know, a boiling yana for some time, and then you add your sugar, you put them in a pot. So, our new one, no matter what mean, you only eat them the festive season.
Ah, Zandile, you're lying. Oh, Ngosiam. I think maybe that's the answer is telling you. So don't share the recipe, please, man. This is for me and my family. Oh, imagine. So you can make your own. Okay, there's other peaches outside of the ones in the tin. Okay, we're learning you things today. All right, talk to me. I want to know about the recipes that have been passed down from one generation to the next in your family, in your upbringing as well. When you were younger, your grandmother and your aunt used to make this particular recipe, and then they taught you how to make it as well. And now you make it specifically, and you have now teaching your children as well how to make it this specific way. And in fact, part of the recipe, in the first line of the recipe says, do not remix. Yeah, understand? Those kinds of recipes. Sling with Opeth Bendab, it's the caucus of the day. All right, ladies, talking about the foods and recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. Are you the custodian of those recipes? Are you the one to, okay, a Christmas mbali is going to make a cabbage gakoko? No.
She is.
I don't think about it.
No. I cook.
Okay.
I definitely cook,
eggs,
but I'm not
boiled
the...
eggs? Okay. Yeah.
I am.
Hey?
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Okay,
I'm not the custodian of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think also it's because I come from a family with, like, you know, amantombazane sibaningi.
Yeah,
and my sister has always taken up that role.
Gotcha.
You know, so she cooks like a lot, and so she takes the recipes. You know, and they're mostly from my mom. I'm not gonna
good.
Lie.
Good. Good.
Yeah,
okay.
It's mostly from my mom. No mamkuluam. So luckily for us, they're still alive. So we haven't completely taken them over.
Good.
But yeah, there's certain things that I know. Like I was telling Juliet yesterday, like I will recreate it, like, because she's very specific.
Okay, good.
You know, like.
But those are the recipes, the specific ones.
Yeah, and I can't even share because she doesn't even do anything
special.
Yeah. You know, she doesn't put a lot into it. Mm. But I always tell her, it's like, Ngatiman, there's like this love that comes in.
Yeah.
You know, the food.
Yeah.
I heard like one of the feel gooders was saying, you know when your mom slow cooks something and she takes her time with it. My mom will cook a stamp literally the whole day.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I say the whole day, it's like literally the whole day.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even put a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of spices.
The same.
Simple. Mm. But when you eat it, it's like... It,
the flavors, hey?
It feels like love.
Mm. There was a days where a stamp was just wholesome and salt and you were done. And it tasted like revolution.
Heaven.
Hey, Juliet.
Hey. Oh, so in Uganda, right, we also have the roti. We call it chapati.
Okay?
My mom makes the
delicious.
Best of those. Yo. And I still can't get to make it the way she makes
it. Yeah.
And the shape. And I don't know what she's putting in, but it's not the same as any other shop.
But does she do flavored ones or just plain ones?
There's a certain flavor that I'm not too sure about.
Yummy.
That I probably wouldn't say anyways.
Okay, but just make sure that you're the custodian so that, you know, you can pass it on to your friends and your colleagues.
I should actually ask her. But she's also good with what you'd call a poikikos. With the actual pot for it. Any pot.
With fire as well.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. Why am I hungry all of a sudden? Let's talk about this food and the heritage, of course, that has been passed down from generation to generation. It's the foods and the recipes and the specific ways that you have been taught to cook them, because that's how you get the flavor out. And most importantly, that's how your family makes it and the generations of the family that have come before. Talk to me. I want to hear all about it.
Hi, my Andy.
Hello,
for me, it's my auntie, Tansile Khanyile. Wow. That one, she's a copy and paste. Yo, ikhaphetshu. Yo, the smell nje, the smell. Mina vele ngisondile emabhodweni ngoba vele hayi, angikho interested, angifuni uvula amashuba. But the smell, yo, yabona uma kunemicimbi, siyazi ukuthi i-cup umngushu or i-stamp kuzodiphenda upheka ini. Siyazi esakhe ungane, is-stew esakhe. And then inkukhu yokuhlatshwa eyakhe. Okunye ke sengingazenzela lento engifuna ukuyenza ngidlale ngamabhodwe. Kodwa lezi siyazi ukuthi wow. Hey, now i-cup and paste kakokwamba yithi. I have anyone try.
Yeah, and some people just have it, eh? Some people just get the knack. You understand? Ah, Samantha.
Ndimamela. Kabo babambe bayi 6 years, manje basele bayi 4, bayi 2, uyi 4 yonke nje. Yonke le 6 and bebazokuphekela ubabam amakheke. Manje amakhazi nami 90% bayapheka bonke, bapheka yonke into. Khona specializer ngedombolo, khona specializer ngemathini. Isizwami engimlamayo and amakheke yonke into masinyane nje. Uvela athi shashasha uphume enye into ongakazi uyibone. So nje icisha ifamily yonke ye yayithatha leyo nto leyo and bona bayithatha kumama abo.
You know how beautiful that is, because once you guys come together, I'm sure, hey, the menu, son, you don't have to call each other. Everybody knows that me, I'm there by the cabbage. Me, I'm there by mleko. Oh, beautiful thing. You never have to hire a catering company. Do you understand this? Hey, some families, man. Hey, ma, let's say, ma, how are you?
Hi, Andy Plani.
Ngkhono, Mujana Springs.
Kumandi. Good night.
Okay, all right. Talk to me.
Before I talk about my ukoko, I wanna say to my mom, nobody cooks a cabbage njengo mama.
Really? Ufagan, what does she put in?
Umama usebenza like a simba, so she would use cheese to bring a mass smoked beef. Afake phakathi and but nangaphandle kokuthi afake ama smoked beef, she cooks it the way the cabbage netswayi cha and
yes.
Mangabe she wanted ukuthi ithi isuthithe kakhulu, she would just put potatoes, but my mom cooks cabbage like from scratch. I braai ibe brown and ibe mandi. So I just wanted to say hala to my mom. Nobody cooks cabbage like my mom.
Does your mom still work at Simba? Mama, let's see. Does she still work at Simba?
Yeah, I'm talking
about cost. How many packets do you get a week? I'm sorry, I know we're going off, but...
Couple years, but they only buy maybe once a week, but... If you want me to hook you up, I can hook you up with a packet of chips.
Springs, it's the distance is not, you understand?
I also tell me that I don't go play. I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean, there's a cook up. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Okay, now let's get back to this. Now that we've got about our deal, yeah.
Do I get too much now? No, my Zimba is not cool. I'm not cool. And he's a great guy, yo. Until this date, ukoko wam, bendikhula naye, uyongikhulisile ukoko kamamam. Ubeka siphekela imalkos, ifana njengomdoko. Or naye and isawa noporridge ha imandi lapho ndikhulise ngayo. Mara kunalebe kayenza and ayenza ngecondensed milk nebisi. Uh-huh. And then she would add a little bit of flour and that's what they sicken kanjani.
Is this in a porridge?
Yeah, it was kind of like a sort of like porridge dessert, but no, I say what's in don, but I did I any money in condensed milk, decondensed milk, yellow, I'm at 90s, milk. I end the eat, and in my say sickness, I think she's a flower, and then.
The way in which you're describing it, I'm just, my mouth is salivating. Imelkos, isn't it a milk tart? Okay, I'm thinking of something else.
I know we had a milk ocean, but you look at me, I asked, but it was so different, and it was it, when it turned out to be white. And you know, we stick up yes, you condensed milk.
And there's no one you can ask about this recipe in Chamba, your mom, the aunts, uncles, some board.
And the babus, my mom, That's why she could have seen money and you could get over to the one of my 18s.
It's because of them. Oh, it's your bong of a little Miss Springs. Then you've got two assignments. One to ask your mom from Lama Zimba.
Don't
ask
me.
And then the recipe.
Me. Yeah. Me and you. Okay. So, this is a cooker up when I'm a chips on my end.
Yeah, Tana, my little Miss Yabonga. Mamori, how are you?
Fine, thanks, and you, Andy?
Wonderful. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, Mamori.
Mamori. All right, talk to me.
Yo, Rona Gemere, Andy. Mamaka urutile ke friend ya gae mampisi. So mamaka I pass on to rona a gona no ka excel everyone ha re ntse msebetse go gae batla le di group ba se ba gore a ira collect re tlo collect gemere and re tlo inwa yo and re yetsa overnight.
Oh, even better. Ima, what's the formula? Don't give us the whole recipe, but what's the formula to make a good jar of gemere?
Gemere, like if you battle with a 20 liter, you buy a gemere, a box, like box of gemere, 500 grams, you have 50 grams, and then you buy your cream of tartaric sugar, and then we add on it for. And then we cook it overnight, like kind of it boil, it be in it. And then after we will tell the 20 liter, we forget with 20 liter, we forget it freeze. Also, it's like a sauce.
So you haven't thought of selling this?
I'm thinking about selling it because of everyone they take it from everyone.
And you're giving it to them for free? Oh, it's 100 rand, 2 liter food. Because what are they going to do? Because they know the taste. This was advertising, be sales, advertising. And then now that 100 rand, 2 liter, what are they going to do? Nothing. They're going to give you
Siyabonga,
Asumurine. Awesome, man. Let's talk about the heritage and food. The foods and recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. Who's the custodian of this recipe? Who's the one person in your family that makes these particular recipes? Goma, yo. I can feel. This is the way in which I grew up, and even now to this day, it tastes exactly the same. What are some of the foods and recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation in your family? And of course, with each generation, there's a particular custodian, somebody who is responsible and in fact was taught by the original custodian as to how to make a dombola, how to make, I don't know, something, hey, a cabbage, is amban. Oh, man.
The papa, helping in the petty way, not in such people. Actually, Steve Nyana, Kumamaka, Bakshaya Futi, Namautuana, Namalana, Namachum, Wenku. I fry you. I fry after that, I pair with watering a curry, the onion on top. Love you, Yakjela Gate. Uzo na upo.
On the streets, on the air. When I'm an endies, I'm a op. Ondwane. What's passed down to me nake by my mom? I don't know. Umfazi would be like, my wife would be like, yes, and don't kawin the lad dombolo, please man. Please kawin the lad eat dumbling. My condwan, yes, the eat dumbling eles one dim to melogamloy. You nam this and this and it yeah no. And if it was my mom up again galo. Shout out to you, thanks.
Oh man, I love it. I love that you know our foods can tell our stories. Hey, Prasbo, how are you?
Good and you, Andy.
Wonderful. Talk to me, Funso and Win.
Hey, I'm in a man, from the same time, Andy. I'm a meat lover for one.
Of course.
So,
of course.
My dad made sure that I'm going to eat meat.
Ah.
So, that's one thing I've picked up. My father.
Your father, okay.
Yeah.
So what was the formula was?
Mangan nigi 340. You give me the meat, I do it for you.
What do you put inside, Budom? Just give me two or three ingredients.
So normally it's 75 cost salt, which is known as the salt.
That's so true, yes.
Yeah, so but there's a certain element obviously that you have to infuse inside, and then maybe if you want to make it much more nicer, you can chop in your green peppers and your onions, and that's the only thing you put in.
Braspo, I want to ask you a question, and I hope you're not going to judge me, and I hope you're going to agree with me. Don't you find sometimes the coarse salt limdaga, the one that's got ibu brownyana, it tastes so much better than the clean one, lay pago shops? Maybe it's just me, I don't know.
No, I feel Equa Salt does more than just normal salt.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also different types. There's the ones, the Equa Salt you get from the shop, ne? And it's white. Yes. It looks beautiful. But the corner, le imdaga, it's ibu detinyana. That one, hey. Life-changing.
Well, I've never tried that one to India.
Please try it.
Maybe I'll give it a try.
Please.
Next time, yeah. I'll give it a try next time.
Yeah, it's cost all that's been through some things. You understand? So, buying an enyamen, hey, does the things. It does the things.
Yes.
All right, give me we'll call you, ne? One day, Mama, I'll call you, ne?
No, definitely.
Don't worry. We've even got the wood, everything. We'll just... You can take over, Brasso. Mm. We like it when men know how to cook, hey? It's a beautiful thing, this thing. Pass these things on, because why they tell your stories, you understand? They tell your heritage, because why when you cook the food, you tell the story of, oh, my dad taught me how to make it this way, you understand? We did it this way. 1, 2, 3, X, you're done. If we learn anything from today, please keep it simple, guys. Keep it simple when it comes to cooking. Invest yourself in the process rather than is spice. Because niyathanda is spice. The sauce. And putting vegetables that have no business being in the stew. I'm just saying. Am I taking out my personal frustrations? Sure. But I'm trying to fix the world here. Okay?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.